Even the recent snow wasn't enough to stop the cancellation of the Sheep Mountain 150, a favorite mid-distance race in South Central. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
The 150-mile sled dog race was due to start from the Sheep Mountain Lodge 65 miles east of Palmer. Race director and veteran Yukon Quest and Iditarod musher Zach Steer says there's just not enough snow.
And a lot of the trail that we use for the race goes through some river valleys. And right now, they are just flooded wall-to-wall with ice and glaciation. And so without the snow cover to protect the dogs and the teams, it would really be a dangerous situation.
60 teams were signed up to leave from the start line this coming Saturday. Steer says the waiting list was also close to full. He says the race has grown in popularity since it began in 2004.
This time of the year, to me, it's not that important to be racing. I think a lot of the mushers always appreciated that, and that's why the race was so popular. They come here to test their dogs, test their skills, see if their training's working out. The rookies come here just to sort of work out the jitters. Maybe some of them, it's their very first race ever. And so I've always tried to keep it a little bit low-key and more fun.
Lack of snow forced the cancellation of the Sheep Mountain 150 in 2007 and 2009 as well. Steer says he'll consider rescheduling the race for later in March or April. It's not the only race that has succumbed to a lack of snow this winter. Last month, the Two Rivers Dog Mushers Association canceled their annual tune-up, an early season warm-up, over Thanksgiving weekend. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.